Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, it's the 15th of March, 6:05 or 7:05. What is it? 7:05 in the morning. Nobody's changed our clocks here. And it's, God, I hope it's 7:05.
No, it's 7:05.
It is 7:05,
yep,
right?
You're looking at 1 o'clock.
7:05. There you go. Okay, we'll fix that. It's 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, now we're doing
a quick,
it. Now we're back. Hang on for a second. I'm not finished with my snappy patter here.
Monday.
Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Ashley in the forefront of what's happening. And now, Linda.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Looking outside of the downtown studio window, and it looks like it's wet outside. So it's currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have showers. Then mostly sunny today with our highs of 57. Patchy frost tonight with overnight lows of 36. Patchy frost and sunny with a high Tuesday of 61. Tuesday night looks like it's about 35. Wednesday will be mostly sunny, 61. Wednesday night, 40% chance of rain with an overnight low of 42. Thursday calls for another rainy day. 80% chance of rain on Thursday with our highs of 34. And Thursday night, rain and Friday, rain. We'll take it, you know. Saturday, chance of showers, and Sunday, slight chance of showers. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365.
How's daylight savings time affecting you today?
Well, it's interesting because yesterday, while we were doing some home projects, a girlfriend was over, as you know, Karen, and we jumped in the car, and I have a relatively new car. Well, actually, it's a 17. So the clock didn't turn over. And she goes, don't you have a smart car? And I was thinking, I've always changed the daylight savings time, I'm pretty sure. So there we were with our very, very, very intelligent philosophical moment as we walked into Ace Hardware and saying, well, why is it 2 hours? I said, it's spring forward, fall back. So actually, it's going to be an hour later when we get back in the car. And she kept arguing with me that it was going to be 2 hours because my clock was off. So,
and this discussion went on for how long?
Well, it was like, okay, look, it's right now when we get back in the car, it was 1:20, but it was really 2:20. So, anyway, I'm sure a lot of people went through that and do every time this happens.
It totally confused me.
But how was your daylight savings time?
No problem. Went to, woke up and looked at the clock and thought, really, it's an hour later. So I just rolled back over. We have some closures today. Ashley, you ready for that?
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
So we do have chain controls over much of the eastern mountains around the valley, some to the north. We have some chain controls on a checkpoint about 10 miles north of Reading at the Fondale exit. They are asking for chains on this side of Shingletown, 5 miles west of Shingletown. That's around near Black Butte School. And they're asking for anything that's towing anything or light, but light duty trucks are allowed to pass through. Up at Viola on the other side of Shingletown, they're asking for everything except four wheel drive needs to have chains or snow tread tires. There are also some mild chain controls around Round Mountain. Easy for me to say. And a couple around Payne's Creek. So in pretty much any direction except 299, you're going to get about half an hour out of Reading and then need chains of some kind. We do also have some school closures. According to KRCR, they have reported that some North State schools are seeing changes in schedules. Dunsmuir High School will have a late start at 10 a.m., and Black Butte School District in Shingletown are canceled all classes today. So Shingletown, they canceled everything. Dunsmuir High School has a late start at 10 o'clock. And this is the first of the school closures that we've seen so far. I will keep an eye and update you guys accordingly.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is that probably due to foul weather?
I would imagine it's snow.
Not foul weather.
Drew Brees retired and went to work for NBC the next minute. So he's going
to be a commentator.
Going to be a commentator. Well, the guy's a very bright guy and has accomplished so much. I mean, he lost this year. When you saw him talking to Tom Brady, Tom Brady's, 43, and Drew Brees is 40.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew, I think, realized that he was not going to be able to, you know, he'd be a good quarterback again this year. He would be probably in the top 10 easily in the whole. But he realized that maybe this is time. And so he did. He hung it up, and he's going to, as of right now, you never know what happens. You know, sometime in May or June, Drew Brees comes back to the Saints or something like that for $150 million. You can't help but think, though, he's probably set for life, and NBC has signed him for probably a really good salary. But
there comes a time, I think, and that's a very interesting. I'm sure that there's been all kinds of like TED talks or when people come and they in forums. Well, one time, and I'm sure that'll be back, where they have forums that are perhaps Zoom about when you make a life change, when your whole life, imagine from the time he was little playing peewee ball, playing ball through high school, playing ball through college, playing ball in the pros, and it's like, who am I without football? So if he can be a commentator, he's still in the game. He's just from another form of the game. But I always wonder about that. When you've been an Olympian, what's next? What do you do with all that? You know, how do you
refocus that?
Reestablish, I know you're saying focus, but recreate.
Yeah.
When you, like, imagine the kids who are pop stars or kids who are child actors. And then they have another part of their life that they decide to get out of the business and do something else. Like, who am I now? You're kind of associated with who you were, but who am I now? Many, I'm sure, are going through that. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about a headline.
I was wrong about something. He was 42.
Okay.
And he, you know, isn't it funny? The aging veteran at age 42, you don't think of that in the real world.
Well, he's been crunched and crunched, honey, and broken and broken.
Yeah, that's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is aging veteran at age 42, only in sports. Yeah. I mean, and you see them using the same term when they're 38, aging. You know, it makes it sound like they're old people, but they're not. I mean, my gosh, he's 42 years old, and he's, I mean, and these young men that get out of football at age 30, 32, 33, and because of injuries, like you said, they're crunched. But you know, they're young. They're young. They're not 20 something. He's 42. He's probably at the peak of he knows what's going on. He knows about himself. He knows how to lead. He knows the game. You know, this is just a start for him. He could do another 20 years easily.
Well, hats off to him.
Oh, yeah.
And
Brees always seemed like a gentleman.
And also liked off of the field and quite the family man. And so, it makes you wonder, like, in what sport is it that you can play, I don't know, is it tennis? Is it baseball where you can play into your 40s? And so here's the thing that
golf.
Okay.
Golf. You can play into your 60s in golf and be competitive. They have different circuits than the Masters and all that. Yeah.
But is it, golfers in general have a lot of back issues because it's just not a natural stance?
No,
not a natural swing.
And they do have it, but you're asking, probably the longest the sport is, they can start playing, be on the circuit probably in their early 20s.
Okay.
And they can last up, for 30, 40 years. And yes, they also have injuries, but not like getting
the crunch,
your leg broken in two places because a 320-pound guy
Think about how the pressure of something like coming at you full speed. Well, you know, we did have last night, again, we talk about this because it's a true deal, is our Sleep Number bed. And today, very today, we're going in at 10 o'clock and we are going to look at upgrading our Sleep Number bed. We've had, the M7 for, I think, 8 years now, and we talk about it every day. At first it was just talking about it, but as we have really lived with it, and you think about how many hours you are sleeping, how much we really think that if you have the opportunity to go into a Sleep Number store here in Reading and to next to the shopping in the shopping center, the Target Center next to the vitamin store, that you're not going to hate it. In fact, I'm curious. Today, we're going to ask, how many beds have been returned? That's the question. I don't think we wouldn't return our bed. We are going to upgrade it because now they have this 360 smart bed. We want to look and see what that is that adjusts while you're turning around in the middle of the night. You know how we get, maybe we'll just have a bad dream or we'll get a hot flash or something like that goes on. And
you get hot flashes?
Well, in the middle of the night, I throw my covers back sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But if you've got a bed that's kind of like adjusting to you.
You throw your covers back, you throw my covers back. And then you wonder why I'm, curled up in the fetal position, because then you pull all the covers back on you, and I'm laying there frozen because you insist on having the room at 50
degrees. Well, my
degrees.
Sleep Number setting is, of course, 55. I stayed right in the middle.
If I was just kind of hanging there, in a meat locker, I'd be warmer than that. But right now, hey, introducing the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed designed to make life-changing differences to your health and wellness. Don't miss the weekend special. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Means today, only at Sleep Number store over there in the Target Shopping Center. Just remember, it's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll let you know what happened tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Where the north wind meets the sea, there's a river full of memory. Sleep, my darling, safe and sound, for in this river all is found.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
And now back to our show.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now.
Yeah, well.
But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. If you need some love tonight.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460.
Can you still do it?
AM, your talk radio. Yeah, I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. You know what? That's
that's a song. Great line.
Oh, it's a great song.
That's why I like
the line's been around a long time. Yeah. But who was that? Tim McGraw?
No, that was
who?
Toby Keith.
And what a great songwriter.
He's a songwriter, but you know, this is what I loved. I loved of being around the Nashville Cats. A lot of them lived in Nashville from all different parts, but to write songs like that in 3 minutes, you get a whole visual. You get a movie and a killer movie. And I used to go to the Bluebird Cafe. I hung out with some of these great songwriters. I mean, it just is such a craft that they would sit in a circle at the Bluebird Cafe. I don't know if they still have it there anymore, but, you know, one of the mandatory things. But you cannot talk. When you go in there, it's like a little bar. But, you know, they have shh written all over the place. And there's four people, could be a woman, three men, three women, a man, whatever, sit in a circle, and they're just talking back and forth. And, yep, I remember when, and, yeah, somebody asked me about this song. And, I mean, it's like you really can transport yourself into someone's front yard, backyard. It could have been in the tub for all we knew. But they told the story of how what came about, and then all of a sudden they start to play a song that you're like, what? That is like the biggest hit. And it just goes to show you, you know, that these guys are just the craftsmanship. And so I was thinking about the Toby Keith. Maybe he wrote, maybe he co-wrote, maybe he sat with three guys in a room and he wrote this. What's the title?
I don't know what the title is. I'm not as good as I once was. That's the title.
But I'm
I'm good once as I ever was.
You know,
it's like his friend getting into a fight in the bar. Said, okay, but you know, his best friend is getting in a fight with two guys over a pool table and one big fight.
I got to tell you, I've been in a bar before when a brawl came out, and I guess it was in Weaverville.
Oh, well, a coincidence. I've been in bars before where brawls broke out.
I'm sure you were. You're probably part of the brawl. Or maybe the brawl broke out because of you. Did you ever break a pool cue stick?
No. You know what? That's in the movies. And I tell you,
I've tried, but yes, I've tried.
You hit somebody with a pool cue stick, and I mean, they're going down.
Oh.
Unless you hit them with the little pointy.
Oh, no.
And then you're
it's not giving anybody ideas. But I just like, you know, you look at that stuff and the Chuck Norris, you know. He could break a pool.
Well, no, he broke it. That was one of the signature moves. Somebody has a pool cue stick. He catches it. He does a spinning back, you know, hand thing, breaks it, and then he takes it and beats up everybody with the two. Anyway.
What was the movie with Stacy Keach when he came in? It has to be from the 70s, this movie. He comes into the bar. This is young Stacy Keach. Comes in the bar and just beats the crap out of every single person in the bar. Just one guy took them all down.
Well, it's a movie.
And it's unusual, but I remember this scene.
I don't believe Stacy Keach could do it in a heartbeat. I believe
the Night Configuration?
Okay.
Hey,
that's what Google's telling me.
I believe Chuck Norris could. You know, Chuck Norris. You know, COVID-19 got a vaccination against, to prevent Chuck Norris from taking it out. That's how bad Chuck Norris is. Chuck Norris is so bad that on Christmas, he gets Christmas cards asking for forgiveness from the 12 worst people in the world. So, okay, I can go on with this. Okay, this is the 143rd day in a row. That's not true, but at least 2 weeks in a row that USA Today has not had one story about what's happening on the border. Not one story. This is what takes better. This is much more important. Mank leads with 10 nominations.
Oh, Mank, I saw
that.
Oscars.
Okay, wait. There's more. Nope. Okay. Okay, this one. Storms that dump 4 feet of snow in Rockies head to the Midwest. Okay. Millions face tax refund delays as stimulus rolls out. COVID-19 vaccination outweighs risk for people with immune issues, experts say. Grammys, brutally honest reviews of performances. Grammys 2021. These are top headlines. Best photos from the red carpet. Breeze makes immediate jump to booth with NBC deal. Or true or false, you shouldn't charge your phone overnight. Not one thing about that the people crossing the border is up 500% as it was in the first 6 months of last year. Nothing about them having not enough room to put them. Not enough if they're using the, quote, Obama-Trump cages to put people in. They call them something else. Now they put flowers in, so it's different. And we've got a higher moral imperative here, according to Biden. Not one thing. Wait a minute. Let me go down a little bit further. Let me just check. Oh, the talk on hiatus after Sharon Osbourne outburst saying that she likes Piers Morgan. He's been her friend. And she says, now people are calling me racist.
Yes.
And, okay, this is the second group. And six biggest mistakes the NCAA selection committee made. Now, not one damn story on the border or on Cuomo. You know what? You know why? It's because the editors of USA Today, or as I've heard, Cuomo sexuals, which means
I saw that.
Did you see that?
That was a headline. Hey, but before we take you one more thing.
No, I've got.
Go ahead. Okay, I've got to close with this segment. Just give me 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Do it. Go on.
No. We still have 3 minutes. Go.
Cuomo, Governor Cuomo. They have a video of him outside with a little blankie over his shoulders. Kind of like the Godfather, right? Little blankie, little blue blankie over his shoulder. He's talking on the phone. Cuomo's on his way out, my friends. Not for killing thousands in the nursing home. And he did. His bad decision of putting people with COVID into nursing homes, it was a death warrant for thousands. No, that's not it.
I think a little strong to say he was killing. I think he made a bad mistake.
His decision killed thousands of people.
All right.
If he was a military leader, he had been yanked out of there. His decision to put people with COVID into nursing homes killed thousands. And then they tried to cover up how many.
Okay.
All right. They're going to get him for molesting women. That's what they're going to get him for. However, in my book, a win's a win. Cuomo's going to go down after everything that they wrote about him. Oh, what a great guy. He won an Emmy. He won an Emmy for his press conferences. Come on. And so here's Cuomo, who did do that. He did put COVID in with people who in nursing homes who are at risk anyway. But now they're getting him because the seventh and maybe the eighth woman has come out and said that he is, he's groped them, he's made them feel, all these things. So now 161 members of the Democratic Party of New York have said it's time for him to go.
Mm-hmm.
Pelosi won't say it. Biden and Harris won't say it. But it's just the handwriting's on the wall. Now, maybe his little brother Fredo Cuomo could also go. You know, Fredo Cuomo is?
Yes, I got it.
Right. He hates that name, Fredo. But you know who Fredo was,
yes,
right?
I do know who Fredo
was. The weaker,
is. Absolutely.
Stupider member.
I know. Just
the,
remember, guns don't kill people.
What's that?
Chuck Norris kills people.
Oh.
Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits. The chief export of Chuck Norris is pain. There is no chin under Chuck Norris's beard. There is only another fist. And finally, there's a bunch of these. The leading cause of death in the United States are, number one, heart disease. Number two, Chuck Norris. Number three, cancer. And finally, Chuck Norris drives an ice cream truck covered in human skulls.
Oh,
we're going to take a break.
That was gross. You know what? I saw Chuck Norris the other day. You know, he's doing some kind of commercial or something. He still looks like he could round kick you to death. He does. He still looks like that. He's got to be in his late 70s.
According to this, Chuck Norris doesn't go hunting. Chuck Norris goes killing. I'm sorry.
6:30 here in the morning here on the 15th of March. It is, I don't know how cold it is. How cold is it?
Chuck Norris uses pepper spray to spice up a steak. I have a whole list. You want to make your Monday? Let's make your Monday.
39 degrees, and I've got to, okay, step away from the coffee. Step away from the coffee, Linda.
This I'm drinking show, water.
This portion of the show brought to you. Oh,
dying. It's Chuck Norris water.
We're going to be right back. 6:30 in the morning, 39 degrees out there, the 15th of March.
Lovey, lovey, missy, missy, come here, baby, give me kissy, please. I always love and miss you.
Darling.
I want to hug and kiss you.
Darling.
Knock, knock, who's there? Happy Le Pew. I'm on your balcony singing to you.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room there. If Linda will let you, but in between putting all these things in about Chuck Norris, today, the 15th of March, 6:35 in the morning, 39 degrees out there in this portion of the show, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Did you know that Shasta Regional Medical Center is now using the TAVR valve replacement technique at Shasta Regional, where they no longer have to open your chest up to replace the valve? No, the TAVR, put it into an artery, and they move the valve up in through the artery into where the valve needs to be replaced. It takes the old valve's place, and it works tremendously well. It cuts back on the time you have to be on blood thinners by, you know, years. You only need it for 2 weeks, according to the doctors that were here. But here's the best thing. You do not have to have your chest opened up. It means that you're up that afternoon and gone and back home the next day, instead of being in the hospital several days recovering from having your chest cracked open. So this is all at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay, you've got one more.
Well, before we go into the Bill Maher thing, yeah. CNN was originally created as the Chuck Norris Network to update Americans with on-the-spot ass-kicking in real time.
Okay, good. Bill Maher, who thoroughly irritates me, but I like to listen to him because he is funny at times. But he says things like he thinks the Second Amendment should not be done away with at all. But he came up on about China. He sounded the alarm on China's growing dominance over the U.S. You're not going to win a battle for the 21st century if you are a silly people, and Americans are silly people. He's basing that on the monologue that was in Lawrence of Arabia when he told them, he says, as long as your tribes war against each other, mm-hmm. you will never unite, and you will continue to be a silly people. And you could use that kind of as an analogy to our Democrats, Republicans, mm-hmm. All these things that are going on, that if you can't unite, then you're going to have a bunch of tough people who are united come in and take over. Now, did you know that who doesn't, and this is what he said, and he's so spot on. Do you know who doesn't care? There's a stereotype of a Chinese man in a Dr. Seuss book, China. All 1.4 billion of them couldn't give a crouching tiger flying F.
Yeah.
Because they're not a silly people. If anything, they are as serious as a prison fight.
That was a great line.
It was. He says, yeah, they do a lot of bad stuff. They do a lot of bad stuff. Concentration camps,
yes.
The treatment of Hong Kong. They break their word. They don't, you know, they don't adhere to treaties that they write. But there's something, it's got to be something. There has to be something between an authoritarian communist government that tells everybody what to do and punishes them for not doing it, and a representative government that can't do anything at all. I think he said it's like a colon that's impacted our government right now. And you know what? He's right. In two generations, China has built 500 entire cities from scratch, moved the majority of their huge population from poverty to the middle class, and mostly cornered the market in 5G and pharmaceuticals. Oh, and they bought Africa. Now, what he's talking about that is their Silk Road and Belt type of operations where they go in and they build roads all over countries. And when they do that, they also are buying the ports where shipping goes and all the equipment at the ports. China is there building roads, doing things that helps the economy of these countries. And what are we doing? We're giving away billions and billions of dollars to the governments there that perhaps don't build the roads, that perhaps don't use that money for building roads. They have 40, in China alone, they have 40,000 kilometers of high-speed rail. We don't have any. We've been having infrastructure week every week since 2009, but never do anything. Half the country is having a never-ending woke competition deciding whether Mr. Potato Head has a penis, and the other half believes we have to stop the lizard people because they're eating babies. We are a silly people.
Wow.
And he went on to say, we see a problem and we ignore it. We lie about it, fight about it, endlessly litigate it, sunset clause it, kick it down the road, and write a bill where a half-assed solution doesn't kick in for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
China sees a problem and they fix it. They build a dam. We debate what to name it or what to rename it. Are schools open? No. But are we renaming 40 schools down in San Francisco? Yes. Taking that name Lincoln off. It took 10 years for a bus line in San Francisco to pass its environmental review, and it took 16 years to build the Big Dig Tunnel in Boston. Comparing that to a 57-story skyscraper that China built in 19 days. And Beijing Sanyuan Bridge, which was demolished and built in 43 hours. Now, you know, you have, you know, but they don't build them to the high level that we do. Maybe they don't. But they stay up there. You don't hear about their big skyscrapers dropping in the middle of China. They built a quarantine center in Wuhan with 4,000 rooms in 10 days. They went back to throwing raves in swimming pools, and we're stuck at home surfing the dark web for black market shaman. We're not losing to China. We lost. The returns just haven't all come back in yet. You know, when you get into it and you start thinking, do you think China's doing that, letting political correctness get in the way of nurturing their best and brightest? Do you think Chinese colleges are offering courses in the philosophy of Star Trek, the sociology of Seinfeld, and surviving the coming zombie apocalypse? Those are real. No, those are real classes. And so is China. And they are eating our lunch. And believe me, in an hour, they'll be hungry again.
Mm.
Here we are making sex changes for people in the military. Anybody knows that after you've done a sex change on somebody, there are drugs they have to do. What is the primary reason the U.S. military is here? It's not a social experiment. It's to conduct warfare. Warfare. It irritated me to no end when they let people who went through West Point or Annapolis, we paid a lot of money for that education, let them go on and play in the pros. What exactly does that have anything to do with fighting a war? And now we've got this new Department of Defense, the new director of the – or Secretary of Defense in there, of the Department of Defense – and he is doing things like you've got to take a test to see if you're too right-wing to be in the military. They're doing things like saying, oh, we're looking for maternity flight suits for pilots. I'm pretty sure a pilot that is showing that much isn't able to fly a high-speed jet because of the G's and all these things. But I don't know. But we're spending our money on that. We're spending money on transgender operations when they can't deploy. If you can't deploy and it's permanent, you don't belong in the military. And why would people, you know, why would they, and when are they going to give the reassignment surgery is what they call it. Is it in their first enlistment? So they come into the Army for a four-year enlistment and they want to have a sex change, which means for the whole 4 years they're getting ready for it or they've had it, and then are they able to get out after that?
Well, once these rules have been loosened up and they're implemented, it takes a long time for things to become this lenient or this way of thinking, how fast can it say, that's it, that stops? That's it, we're done with that.
The next president. The next president can come in and say, you know what, our whole job here, our mission is to fight a war. Our mission is to defend our borders. One of the things that's happened over the last, 10, 12 years, is that China has built a large navy. I remember during the Obama administration when they pooped out that first aircraft carrier. You don't need an aircraft carrier to guard the Yangtze River. An aircraft carrier and all the surrounding ships that are with it, this carrier group, is to project power. That's why we have it. We have these aircraft carrier groups all over the world, and the whole mission of that is to project U.S. power, to protect areas. They now have at least three carriers, and they've made it no secret that the South China Sea belongs to them. And well, what have we done to combat it? We can't even get people to agree that the military is supposed to be the best. Our military should be the best warfighting machine in the world. We need to keep power projected out so that we are not fighting an invasion coming in over the beaches of California someday.
Did you feel, I may be putting you on the spot here, but did you feel safer under the Trump administration as you do what's happening with Obama? I mean, excuse me, Biden.
No. I know what? I am appalled at what I've seen so far in the Biden administration. At least Trump wasn't afraid to take out a terrorist leader. He took out the terrorist leader who was an Iranian general who had killed thousands of Americans and was planning more terrorist attacks. He took him out, and what did our media say? Oh no, World War III, we're going to be attacked everywhere. All these things. And not one thing happened. Not one thing happened except that a lot of the Middle Eastern countries said, "Ooh, glad you did that. This guy was a bad guy." You know? So this again, our media has let us down in so many ways, that because of their hatred for Trump, because Trump would, you know, accuse them of fake news, that they ended up making it fake news to get this man. You know, my whole take on media is as 96% of America that says they don't trust the media. They don't trust the media to give them the news, to give them the facts. This is an opinion program. You and I give our opinions. And, you know, I like to think that my opinion is based on some kind of fact, just like you do.
Or your experience.
Or my experience. But to say that our country has been well served by our media is just not true. We got to take a break. 7:47 in the morning. Yeah, and I don't even know what time it is, and I'm telling you what I think. 7:47 in the morning. It's 39 degrees out there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our
Gear Up 2021 Swag to Win promotion.
Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on February 25th.
Two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad.
And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
From Reading, Yamaha Ski-Doo.
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun.
WindRiver.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Do you want to build a snowman or ride our bike around the hall? Think some companies overdue. I've started talking to
and welcome back to our morning show here at KCNR 96.5 FM. Ashley comes in, our producer, like, what are you going to talk about? Well, we're going to be talking about the storms here in a second. But first, thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Now, on the storm in the Midwest or in the South, Houston airports closed 3,800 plus flights, canceling as winter storms pound the southern U.S. I know we had neighbors that were going to head to Colorado said they probably wouldn't be going because of these storms. So it pummeled the Midwest and South today, closing both Houston's airports, thanks, Pat, and racking up more than that many flights. George Bush Intercontinental Airport announced it would be closed until at least 1 p.m. till Tuesday and asked travelers to stay away from the airport. So anyway, that's happening over there. And by the way, when it comes to books, I was listening to I picked a book up at Costco. I've been reading the Marie Benedict. The Only Woman in the Room was a gift that was given to me from my girlfriend, actually, in Texas. And I read that during a time of rehabilitation, getting better. And I really got engrossed with that book, and it's a book, a historical novel on Hedy Lamarr. And then there's one on the other Einstein, and then there's one on what's her name? It would be Winston Churchill's wife. Oh, why can't I think of the name of that, right? Clementine. And then now this one is about Agatha Christie. So I'm really looking forward to this series of books. I love it when I get like, kissed by the book bug. Doesn't happen for me often, but I need something that's going to read like a movie in my head. And so far these books have been doing a great job on that. What do you got over there?
Okay, I got the chat room. I would get in a ring with Chuck Norris. All I could ask for is a can of Bear Mace, a stun gun, and a pair of really good running shoes. I'm sorry, but Chuck Norris jokes went out of vogue in 2000. Obviously not. We're still doing it. You cannot have high-speed rail because of private property rights. That's one of the things. However, as somebody else pointed out, that we have eminent domain, and they get the private property. They do it all the time. And it's amazing what you can do when you're willing to kill your employees. Now, that's absolutely true. And, no, I am not advocating for China. I am not advocating for being like China. What Bill Maher said, and he is absolutely correct, they keep their eye on the ball. The ball is to build and to move forward. And here we are spending hundreds and hundreds, both trillions of dollars, on things that aren't moving forward. Do we have an infrastructure? A high-speed rail, is that a good idea? I could see a high-speed rail from L.A. to Las Vegas. I could see that in a heartbeat, yet they didn't build that one. Where it goes now are two places that nobody's heard of for a high-speed rail. And they still, and they're, you know what, look how we're so far in the hole with that, billions and billions of cost overruns. Now, no, I don't admire China. I don't think China is the right government. But like Maher says, there's got to be something between a communist authoritarian government like that and where we are right now, where we can't get things done. When you talk to either Democrat or Republican representatives and senators, well, can we get along? Can't we just get along together? The answer is no. No, we can't. And so when they can't get along, things like the infrastructure bill, which Trump talked about, Obama talked about, God knows, maybe Bush even talked about it. Did we do it or not? No, we haven't done that. There's something wrong that we can't put our country as a priority to move things forward like this. We are so busy attacking people and you know, picking sides that you will, you know, not because of what they've done, but because of a politics they espouse. They talk about the AM station out of Alturas.
Oh,
Chinese owned. I met the manager there years ago, and I said, "Do you ever see these guys?" And back then, he says, "No." He says, "Well," he says, "we meet in Reno."
Oh,
and the reason they have that station is because that station reaches Reno. Is what he said. Now, I don't know if that's true.
Well, you know what?
But they have, they're teaching people to speak Mandarin on the radio station. They have, you know, these kind of things. So.
Well, you know what the, you know what the communists have done?
Well.
They sent rats over to infiltrate the KCNR AM tower.
Well, I don't know if they're communist.
Well, I mean, they chewed through the wire to cut us off the air.
Well, they did that.
And that's just like saying my dog swallowed the homework, and you're thinking, uh-huh. No, it's true. Pat Karch came in today with the wires to prove it.
Yeah. They chewed him up.
They were sent in by the enemy.
We also then we declared unrestricted war on rats down in our shack down there.
Okay.
Where our transmitter is. I should say the building. Yeah, I know. I've seen that. He left it on my desk this morning.
Is that the funniest? That's so cute.
The final shootout with Colonel Bot. So we have declared officially an unrestricted war on the rats down there. We are in the process of using chemical warfare on them. And I would sit down there in the evening and snipe at them with a air rifle if I could. Somebody asked other things they've asked questions about because the Chinese do own those two stations.
Really? I didn't know that till now.
Is Carl getting close to climbing down off the fence? Carl's always...
No,
I'm not. Because there's some things that...
No, he's not.
You know, whether you like to hear it or not, there's some things that Democrats, some ideas that Democrats have that are good ideas. You know, I'll think of them in a few days. Is there... somebody says the purpose of the military. Well, yeah, the purpose of the military is the destruction of enemy personnel and/or equipment. And then somebody says, "Well, it's very profitable. How profitable was it? You know, how profitable is it to conduct wars? It's profitable for some people. The people fighting the wars, it's not. the you know, I think that one of the points, and people don't like this, is that before you send our young men and women off to war, you got to have some skin in the game. Maybe if you haven't served, maybe your kids should be in the service then, or before you're elected to a political office at the national level that has those capabilities of sending people to war, maybe you should have served in the military. And then the final thing is that Tucker Carlson talked about how the military should be focusing on China and not all of these feel-good things in the military that I just talked about. And then the military, you know, on tweeting, went after him, and then somebody else says, what's wrong with focusing on that? Well, when that hit, their Twitters from, I mean, official from official sites, and I hate to say this, is one was from TUMEF, Marine Expeditionary Force. When that hit, there was a lot of pushback. Are you saying that civilians cannot question the military because they haven't been in it yet? And they pulled down all those Twitters. There was apologies, profuse apologies from the TUMEF commander about it. He said, that's not what we meant. So, yeah, civilians are in charge of our military. That's the bottom line. And that works. Civilians are in charge of our military. That works. The Department of Defense, the President of the United States, he's a civilian, even if he served at some time. They are the ones. He's my commander-in-chief. I take an oath to the President of the United States to uphold our Constitution from enemies, both foreign and domestic. All of us do in the military. And so to say that civilians don't have the right to question the military is absolutely wrong. I question the military. You know, I was in the military. Well, you can't because, no, I bet I have the right to just like you do, to question decisions made by the military. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
...events to promote the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan.
Now that the bill has become law, the White House is launching the Help Is Here Tour. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and their spouses will be crisscrossing the country this week, highlighting the benefits of the huge economic and health package. They'll be visiting vaccination sites, businesses, and schools to educate the public about a legislative plan that received zero votes from Republican lawmakers. Greg Clugston, The White House.
After dumping lots of snow across the Rockies and the High Plains, powerful late winter storm now barreling toward parts of the Midwest. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 14 points, the Nasdaq 41 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1339. Rec Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The atrocities are mounting in Myanmar as pro-democracy protesters demanding a return to civilian rule are confronted by the military.
It's not just that this appears to be a strategy with no soft side to it from the military authorities to crush this movement through sheer terror, shock, random violence. But the attitude of soldiers and police, I think that's what's really stunned people. You know, we've seen police and soldiers almost laughing. I mean, being very casual, picking people off with their high-velocity rifles. I mean, they've basically gone to war with their own people, and they're picking them off as though they're hunting, even when people go to try and help others who've been shot.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Head. China's capital and a wide swath of the country's north dealing with the worst sandstorm in a decade, forcing cancellation of hundreds of flights. Skyscrapers in the center of Beijing seem to drop out of sight amid all of that dust and sand. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Guardian Angels founder tossing his red beret into a crowded New York City mayoral race.
Curtis Sliwa launched the Civilian Patrol 40 years ago in response to growing crime in the city. He now says as a Republican candidate, his platform planks include reversing police budget cuts, cleaning up the subway, and bringing back business and tourists. But several GOP committees are backing an opponent who's an advocate for bodegas and taxis. Another mayoral wannabe, former Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang. The primary is in June. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Swiss authorities confirming a police raid at the home of a Swiss hacker who took credit for helping to break into a U.S. security camera company's online networks, peering into all kinds of venues, as part of what the hacker cited as a bid to raise awareness of the dangers of mass surveillance. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 5 points, and NASDAQ 43 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We're live, kicking it off at 8:04, the 15th of March. Welcome to our Monday show. Currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have showers, likely then mostly sunny with a high of 57 and overnight lows of 36 with patchy frost tonight. Tuesday calls for patchy frost and sunny with a high of 61. Tuesday night calls for mostly clear with a low of 35. Wednesday mostly sunny with a high of 61, and Wednesday night looks like we have rain once again. As we progress through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, according to our weather forecast now, we've got showers up until Sunday. Well, we have chance of showers throughout the entire week, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran-friendly senior discounts in Anderson, California. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health starts there. Ashley, of course, at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy National Napping Day.
Thank you. I was going to ask you, happy? Okay, in which Susan Wilson, who is our guest, is going to do that after the show. You know what? There's something. I don't know why every day can't be happy National
Napping Day.
What other
right?
kind of days are
it
there?
It happens with daylight savings time. That's why we're saying it's like,
what's
you
our,
know.
What's our other days?
We are also looking at Everything You Think Is Wrong Day and Shoe the World Day.
Wait a minute. What's the last one?
Shoe the world.
Shoe the
shoe
world.
Shoe as in the things over your socks.
Oh, those shoes as
oh.
opposed to...
S-H-O-O.
You know, yeah, shoe them away.
So according to this, 500 million children, teens, and adults around the world do not have a pair of shoes to wear.
Mm.
Ooh.
So this holiday is to bring awareness to that.
Okay.
I saw a meme the other day. It said 4,700,000 people died last year from hunger. And the vaccine for hunger is food.
Mm-hmm.
It has no side effects except it makes you healthy. I thought that was really interesting, that looking at that, focusing on that, with calling food a vaccine. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this live on the air right now, and maybe you can put it in our chat pack. I have 25 pairs of shoes when I cleared out my closet, but some of them are... You know, fashion heels and wedgies, and there are some business flats and some, but a lot of them are fashion shoes, and I have them in a plastic bag. They're all really nice, and I would like to donate them to some organization or somebody. They're size 8, and so if you guys, I'm just, you know, they're free. I'll bring them in tomorrow. If you know of somebody who thinks, you know, like, I would have given them to the women's refuge, but I think, like I said, some of them are wedgies and fashion forward. So as women are starting to go back to work, I don't think that they want to wear like a rhinestone, like a rhinestone heel. But I have some of those in this shoe collection. And if you know of somebody, please.
Shaskudovich said he would like some. He would like the highest heels you have with the rhinestones.
I like it.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta
County. As long as you take pictures.
Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, we had, you know, Christian Gardner.
Yes.
Yeah, Christian was on the show Thursday. It was a very lively show.
Ah.
You know, he's a self-proclaimed Democrat socialist, but he also believes in capitalism there. So. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, he must be fighting with himself at all times.
We love having this.
And, it got everybody interested.
I believe I heard about that show in Aptos. Somebody texted me.
Aptos is one of my favorite places. Our family used to go.
Yeah, and my daughter and I bought a farm up there.
Where's Shadowbrook Restaurant?
Where is that?
Yes, Shadowbrook Restaurant. Yes. That's right.
Where is that?
It's right south of Santa Cruz, north of Watsonville, on the coast.
You just bought a ranch there?
A farm?
A farm.
Yeah, what kind of thing are they producing besides
they're
wine?
They're hoping to grow hops.
Oh! It's a beautiful area.
There are.
Oh, no.
Are there turkeys there?
We have an animalist farm.
You have an animalist farm.
Yes.
No, Aptos is a beautiful area. Again, like there would be Santa Cruz, Aptos, Soquel. There was
Capitola.
There used to be Barchetta Winery. I don't know if that's still there.
That one.
But the Shadowbrook is an institution with, Anyway, years and years.
I go every year for Christmas time. I go to Shadowbrook.
We have people coming into our, we have lots and lots of new people all the time listening to our station. So can you tell them what the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect is?
Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect is an organization, nonprofit, been around for many years. And our goal is really, at the current time, our goal is we want to involve civil discourse in problems, in social problems in our neighborhood. So we want to be able to talk about racism, reach some common ground. We want to be able to talk about homelessness, hunger, immigration, all those big issues, and really try and find out Where is the common ground, and how are we going to resolve the issues around those?
And can you sit across the table or, say, for instance, across the picnic table at the farmer's market and talk civilly with somebody who maybe have opposing views and have an enlightening conversation?
Right. Both of you walk out. It's not that you change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you walk out with more information than you had when you walked in. You know, basically.
You know, you probably didn't listen to my rant earlier today about Chinese and the Chinese and the American way of doing things. And in no way at all do I agree with the way the Chinese run their country. Authoritarianism, mm-hmm. If you say the wrong word, you go to jail. If you're the wrong religion, you end up in concentration camps and all that. But they do keep their eye on the ball about moving their people forward,
mm-hmm.
moving the focus forward. And where we are caught right now in this, to me, is an endless cycle of recriminations, attacking each other because you voted for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be somewhere in between total authoritarianism and our democratic republic, where right now we can't agree on the name of a school, and we spend weeks and money on this instead of rebuilding our infrastructure, helping people build the economy so people of all groups of people move forward. And, you know, so we're stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things that I think espousing the fact that we sit down across from each other and we listen, how do we as a group of people move forward?
Yeah, we need to teach ourselves to hear again, mm-hmm. and to listen.
Yes.
You know, we really do. We really do.
And you have some a very special guest with you this
I do.
Morning.
Oh, yeah.
And we're so looking forward to hearing from this beautiful lady.
Miriam Komoko. And I actually, she smiles a lot when I get her name right here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Happy to be here.
Tell us about you.
Well, I'm Miriam Kalmogo. I usually tell myself that I am a first-generation immigrant here in Reading, and I say that because I am black, I'm African-American, you would say, but I immigrated here as an adult from Burkina Faso, which is in West Africa.
Used to be Upper Volta, if you're
for
those of us who are older and have old geography.
You spent time there, so we talked about the Monrovia, the West Africa, Ivory Coast is in the old days.
Why did you immigrate?
I first came here actually as a student. I attended Chester College, and I loved it.
Uh-huh.
One of the reasons I kind of like moved back, I met a lot of people here that really impacted my life positively. So I went back home, and after my studies, went back home, got married, things didn't work out, and I found myself back here.
That didn't make you a bad person, things not working out. Linda and I will
so
both agree with that.
So where is the link, if you don't mind me asking? I have to hear the link. You're in your hometown in Africa, Volta, whatever it is.
Yes.
And then you go on a map. How did it go, like, boom,
Reading?
Was it through the
Chester
internet?
College. Yeah,
how Chester College reaching out? Is this...
You know, Reading, because a family that was living in Reading were in the Peace Corps in Burkina.
Oh, okay.
So it's, I would say the link is through the Peace Corps. So, yes, my host family was in the Peace Corps long time. They lived with my grandparents, and that bond remained. So they came back when they you know,
makes my heart sing.
Had their kids live there for 2 years so they can meet their African family. Moved back here, and
this is what people, Reading, who, if you listen to some people, we are a community of rednecked, you know, missing teeth, knuckle draggers. I know, you'll hear people say that about Reading, and yet you've obviously found a welcome in our community.
I did, and I do hear that too. I hear a lot of people would say, of all places, why Reading?
Yeah.
Because my host family did move. I stayed here, went to San Francisco, studied, and chose to settle down in Reading.
Yeah.
And as I said, I met great people here that really supported me. I felt like people are genuine. It's like, okay, I don't like you. It's right there. I know. And if I like you, I like you. People don't.
Isn't that refreshing? Yeah. Either you like me, you don't like me, but don't talk behind my back.
Exactly. Yeah. And I do like that. It's, you know, there is
that's
bad.
Pure. That's
yes,
pure.
That's yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there is good and bad, I would say, everywhere. We're gonna have like nice people, and we're gonna have you know, some people that would not like you. No one will be. You know.
Well, I know it's hard to believe, but there's people out there that don't like me. So we have to take a break here. Did you do this one already?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Then I brought us in with that.
If you suffered from an orthopedic injury, strain, or sprain, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. I'm Kevin. I'm coming. I'm coming over there. Give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030 today. This guy's worked on the Olympic teams, you know, getting people back into shape. He knows what he's doing, as does Rachel. If you were injured in the, you know, while you're serving the military, or if you've, you know, police, any of these, that you get into something that's kind of strained or changed your body configuration, go see Kevin or Rachel. We'll be right back after these messages with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott here at 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop onto our chat room, as many have, and ask questions that way for our guests, or you can call in and ask questions, or you can just get into fist fights with each other on the chat room, which is always fun. This portion of the show brought to you by Powerhouse Solar, and Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for Sun Power Solar Energy. Makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get a 26% federal tax credit. Now you can get the SunPower, SunVault battery, and solar with financing. Keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever with Powerhouse Solar. Give them a call at 275-5600.
Currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, looks like we're going to have a round of 58 and overnight lows with rain at 37 degrees. And if you're just tuning in with us this morning, we have a beautiful show with Susan Wilson and Miriam Kamulgo. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We are talking about Shasta.
Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
And they call it SCAR. Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of a sad name in a way, but.
But that's an abbreviation, and that's fine.
Everybody remembers it.
Yeah, Beloved Community and the Shasta Equal Justice Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
So we welcome again Miriam to Shasta County. You've been teaching. We're going to hear about your Shasta College. And today we're here. Are there things that you would like to hit upon for our listeners with our time?
One of the things that as I said, Miriam serves on my board, and one of the things that I'd like her to have the opportunity to talk about is some of the things that have happened to her that actually raise your eyebrows and you go, oh, you know, because we wish we would have a community that would be accepting of all people. Well, so I asked Miriam to.
We're a community that kind of, I think we're a microcosm of very large communities.
Yes, we are.
That everybody has these, I think everybody has these problems. But Miriam, tell us, when you first moved here, what, you know, you said you, I mean, you chose Reading.
I chose Reading.
And, but you've run into some problems here.
Yes, I ran into some problems. I would say, as I said before, I think any place has had issues. I don't expect everyone to really kind of like be right there with me or love me from
right.
But I am from a country where when you're there, you know, okay, there was slavery, and it's like slavery is over, everything is fine. And when I was coming, I moved into a white family, with a white family. They were my host family. We had a bond all the way through, in Africa, in Burkina. So my understanding was that, oh, this is how people relate to each other. Well, that I came to learn without really being prepared, because I had no idea about those issues that we're talking about now.
Right.
So I know that I was living on Gold Street. The first couple of weeks, there was a police car following me every time, because I would get off the bus and I would walk. While coming from Africa, I'm looking like at the houses and everything is new. And just checking everything, I guess I was a suspect. It's like someone who is probably in the wrong neighborhood. I was the only black person in that neighborhood, so it raised probably some questions. And they had called the police, and they were checking on me. It didn't go farther than that.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that she goes in that house all the time.
She lives here.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, I always try to make everything funny. So I'm talking with my family back there, and I'm like, wow, you guys don't know what happened. In Burkina, we have the police would be like escorting the president. Guess what? I've been escorted every day for 2 weeks by the police. However, so, and this is also from where, when things comes, I try to kind of like make it like in a way that helps me deal with it. I've been spit up on the street while I was walking.
You've been what?
Spit on.
Oh,
on the street.
No.
When I was walking, I've been scared. Like, okay, I'm gonna kind of like run you off. I didn't say to see. I ran away, but those are things that happens. But I think it really didn't bother me as much than when I have my kids. Because when I was by myself, I'm like, well, that's what it is. You know, you chose to live here, so you gotta have to deal with that. But it's another thing when some derogatory things are being said to you and you by yourself than when you have your kids. And you're thinking, I shouldn't just go without saying anything, or how am I going to handle it in a way that my kids will not let, we'd be able to advocate
right.
for themselves, and also that would not make it worse. So that has been the hard thing for me, having my kids and being in situation where someone would really say like,
did that really come out of your mouth? Yeah.
And you have two girls, and they are?
One just turned 9, so 9 and 11.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's go to the phones to our loyal listener, Jimmy. Good morning. Do you have a comment or a question, or what's on your mind, Jimmy?
No, I just think this is a great show, and I think that's really sad that people did that to Miriam, because, you know, any people doing that to anybody, minding their own business, is unacceptable. And racial profiling, you know, there is a problem in America with that, and I do agree. And I ask the guests is to remember that it does go both ways. Like me as a white male adult Trump supporter, you know, with my hat on and, you know, looking like a redneck, you know, people might profile me as a racist just right off the bat. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say. You know, don't profile all of us white Trump supporter guys as racist. That's all.
Okay, Jimmy. So,
great show, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And Jimmy's been listening to us a long time.
And Jimmy's an international guy. He travels around the world doing all kinds of things, and we really appreciate it. He's been with us listening and loyal listener forever. But
But
I think people get – can I just say this? Sure. As you study people, no matter where you go in the world, and this is not defending Redding, is that people are afraid of a powerful woman. People are afraid of something they don't understand, a color, a language. When you look unique, you know, you grow up where if you're different than the crowd, they bully you. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is bring attention to the fact that people like Miriam have chosen Redding to bring her children. We should be embracing these people spitting and saying horrible things because perhaps you stand out differently than a 20 people standing in line that might be a different race than you. It's just, I think it's important to talk about how we have respect.
Mm-hmm.
For not knowing somebody, but I wrote a song a long time ago about we all bleed red, every race. And when Carl was in the service, it didn't matter who you were, you gave blood.
Yeah.
And we all are one in the eyes of God on our planet. Yeah. We have to remember we're sharing this space. Mm-hmm. Nobody's superior.
Yes. And part of this goes back to the discussions we've had before on unconscious bias. You know, where sometimes we even do stupid things and it's because of things about us that we aren't even really aware, you know, and that's why each of us has to look at ourselves.
But there's things about unconscious bias, but there's other things like overt.
Right.
Yeah. Overt acts of aggression.
Yes.
Because of a person's color. Yes. That is, you know, it is totally wrong. Totally wrong. And, you know, the fact is that, you know, Miriam has chosen this place. And now she is working to change attitudes. And mm-hmm. the way you change attitudes is by being a special person. And after Jimmy and all this, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get right back. Miriam, how are you doing this? How, you know, and talk about, you've been working at this for 15 years of experience in cultural
reciprocity.
Reciprocity, thank you. Community organizing, sustainability, activism, and social change. Now, that right there gets people, they start quivering when you say those things. But let's talk about what it means when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Need a second opinion on retirement plans or 401s? Give Judy a call. Free review and evaluation of our business owners, or even, you know, if you have your own 401 from a different area. She's been doing this since 1993, and Judy Maxwell is a true expert when it comes to financial issues or insurance issues. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
We all bleed red. Y'all taste rain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by 4-Inch Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They're super people. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. We're here with the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with Susan Wilson and Miriam Komogo. And Miriam has immigrated to our country, has picked Reading, and she's been here. How long have you been here now?
You know, on and off, I would say 20 years.
20 Reading years. Went to school at Shasta College. And
moved to San Francisco. I lived in San Francisco. I lived in Atlanta, in Davis right here, and I came back to Reading. This is like, this is home. Home away from home.
Great.
To me. So
now, we talked about cultural reciprocity. Can you talk about what that is?
I would say cultural reciprocity, I actually studied it by cultural understanding, and from there it moved to cultural reciprocity, because once you understand the culture, it's how are you going to do, what is your part in helping build that culture. So cultural reciprocity is really, for me, I'm living in the U.S. I am from Africa. Well, I have my culture that is different from the one that is here. And yet, we do have some parts that are similar. How am I going to bring that across? And also, not only take from the U.S. culture that I'm learning and that I'm feeding my kids, also, what is going to be my part in contributing? So it's both part, not only taking, but giving and finding the similarity in each culture that we can maybe get along with. And most of it, it's the human is at the center. So as our human, we
Mm-hmm. Can you give us examples?
Examples is when I first came here and I was a student, I had a lot of questions about Africa. So, and I decided to, I was speaking at high schools, sharing Africa, and I started an African dance troupe, the first African dance troupe here, and we're actually practicing at the old city hall here.
Yeah.
So, and that was a way, after a dance, people get to ask questions, what it means, and it was with, American kids. So that's a way of sharing something that everybody can really get.
Music and the arts.
Yes.
Yes. That's a good way because that, you know, it opens up people's eyes. What's another way?
Shall we go to the phones? We have callers on the line too as well. Abraham, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for our guest or a comment?
No, I just want to give Miriam a shout out. I'm a step up student at Shasta College, and she has helped me out numerous times, and she's just an amazing person. And I just want to say how happy it makes me to hear that she's on the radio. It saddens me to hear her experiences, but it's really great to hear her voice on the radio, and because I know her, and she's helped me out so much. And I just want to say thank you, Miriam. You're awesome.
Oh, is that Abraham?
Yes.
This is him.
Oh, it's so nice to hear from you.
Abraham, thanks for calling in. We do appreciate that because
really
one of the things we try to do here on this station is it's our community, and we want all voices in our community here. And you know, seeing both the
thank you,
both the things that happened to you, which are totally wrong, but you didn't let that stop you. They didn't let you chase you away because there was enough good experiences.
Positive reinforcement.
To offset that.
Yes.
What are some of the, listening to you and Susan talk during the break, was the idea that the culture you came from and the culture you've come to.
Yes.
Where did they meet? I mean, there are things obviously different from where you came from. What are the biggest differences and how do they meet here?
I would say that they meet in the way that, as I said, human is at the center of it, and our humanity, and trying to work into maintaining that humanity and getting it to a better place. That is the same thing that I've seen. I've seen people who are really passionate about working and being active in the community and to help each other, to help the less fortunate. Abraham just who talked, it's from a program that Shasta College who is giving a second chance to people here in Reading. So we have that. We have Shasta County Citizen Advocating Respect. There is so many. We have Native Roots that it's working in bringing traditional knowledge and stuff back. Those are common themes, and I've sit in so many meetings, and I would say, and it is the same. I see they're working toward the same, which is, how to better. Wherever they living, their family, their neighbors, and I do like that.
Let's get along and learn from each other.
Yes,
we
exactly.
all each of us have some kind of valuable tidbit that we can. I believe that I love about the community garden that we can all have something to learn from that.
And when you look even around this table, each of us brings really some unique bits of culture. We've heard a little bit about Miriam, but, I mean, we know that Carl was in the military. That's a culture unto itself, and the traveling that you do there. I mean, it is. It's a way of living. You in the entertainment industry. I mean, someone like me, I go, You're going to dance in front of people? You know, you're going to sing in front of people?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just really foreign to me. And yet, I never even came literally to the United States until I was 19. You know, and so I have a different cultural background. And when people say, what happened to Dumbo? I go, who's Dumbo? You know, because honestly, there are things, I mean, I know I'm making it minor, but I think people need to understand that each of us comes with this and that we need to learn to exchange that information.
Would you say, Miriam, that from your home country, was the culture more family-oriented?
I would say the culture was definitely more family-oriented. I grew up in a place where it's all, I would say, my neighbors, or I call them all auntie and uncle, and if my parents are not here, it's like one thing is that I would never leave school and go home and have done something from my way from school and home without my parents knowing. They didn't have phones and everything, but by the time I get home, they're going to tell me.
All right. So did you have respect within elders?
Oh, that is, yes.
Did you have protocol when it came to, with that, manners?
Yes. One that I'm kind of like struggling with my own kids is that here kids are given a voice. They can talk to their parents, talk, it's different than talk back.
Yes.
But I think sometimes they don't see the difference. It's like I have access to really talking so they can even like talk back. Well, when I was growing up, that is not an option. You don't, and you know, I don't think they ever told me to not talk back, but it's like everything is right there that you experience it and you see it and you know that you shouldn't talk back. So, and you would always keep your head up down until they tell you to. You actually cannot just go and shake someone's hand like that, someone that is older. You go down, completely down, and the person brings you up.
Wow.
So it's interesting. I love just the class in that culture. And, wow, you know, I don't know, there's a lot to learn from that as well. And the food and just the habit at the table, the morning ritual.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a break and we come back. We've got people calling in our last segment here. But we want to talk about the your work here specifically.
Okay.
And how Miriam can talk with people, how do they reach you, and all these things, okay? This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? Nobody's better than this than Jeff Wurst. A veteran-owned company, he is truly from the old school, and you can tell by his quality workmanship. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He guarantees it. He's not going to take any chances with the safety for you or your family. You can give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today and a free consultation, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. 37 degrees out there on the 15th of March.
This is Africa. For Africa.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Reading Electric.
Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 37 degrees out there. Rain showers today, clearing up tomorrow. Cloudy on Wednesday and showers again on Thursday. Weather reports are always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, another veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And for the person that calls in here every day when I say this, when I say it's the best haircut barbershop in town, no, it's not just in town. It could be the whole world, though I have not been to Miriam's home country. But I will think that, in my opinion, because I've had haircuts all over the world, it is the best in the world. Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. We're here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Susan Wilson, and, of course, Miriam Komogo. And this has been an opportunity to meet Miriam. Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan, for bringing Miriam in. Okay, so where do you have regular meetings? Do you have classes going on? And how do people get a hold of you and find out how do we exchange cultural tidbits?
Well, I work with SCAR, and I work at Shasta College. Mm-hmm. So through the SCAR and the Beloved Community Facebook page, we actually have meetings with SCAR the first Monday of every month. Mm-hmm. And for the Beloved Community, it's on Tuesdays. at 6:30, and everyone actually is welcome to come, listen, and share.
And share some of the things that we talk about at those meetings.
Well, right, we talk about a lot of things, which and really it's really how can we, what can we do in the community. And
so one time we had a forum on racism, and we had several speakers. Actually, I think Miriam was one of our speakers at that one, or one of the bosses. And I think it's really important that it's one of the things that we can actually do in Zoom time is get lots of people on the phone to talk. You know, that's one positive thing I think about Zoom, to talk about opinions and ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually that reminds me, we do have a racial and food equity challenge coming, and this is, it's a 21-day challenge where we would have people who want can sign up. We would put that on the SCAR Facebook page and the Beloved Community Facebook page. People who want to learn can sign up. They would get some readings and every day, and they can read. And we would meet and just talk about what it brought out for them. So it's really so we can learn from each other's experiences and visions and stuff. So that is coming in April. We are right now in the process of finalizing all the advertisement and stuff. So those are actions that we're doing, and we are inviting everyone to really be part of it and stuff.
A real racial cultural reciprocity opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's interesting about this is because many of us don't think we are or have, but it could be a generational thing of like a thought process that's like, well, and so we're all open to learn. Maybe there are tapes that we're not aware of.
Yeah.
Maybe there's voices that could be generational that we're not aware of.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
And talking about my own experience, I cannot say that I have the same experience that than an African American born and raised here. All their family, there is generational trauma that they are carrying that I don't have. And I think that might be something that's also helping me deal with some of the things that will be coming my way, because I didn't have that growing up. My mom didn't feel that when she was carrying me. But we all know that generational trauma goes all the way back. And mm-hmm. whatever the mom experiences also right now, there are, you know, studies that shows that when you are pregnant and you experiencing certain things, the baby also experienced that. So I cannot say that I think I've only experienced a nano part of what mm-hmm. every other African American here has experienced. And yet I would say that it had changed me, and I had to work on myself to really stay true to myself, and it did help me to go back home, what a lot of African American cannot do, because they don't have that part is breaking from them. They don't mm-hmm. have that where they can go and resource themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I know that after spending 2.5 years here without going, I went back home. My dad called me and he looked at me in my eyes and he told me, "What happened to you?"
Wow.
Yes.
Because you changed.
Because I had changed. And it's something that happened subtle. It was so subtle that I didn't feel it. I didn't know. He asked, and I'm like, "What?" He's like, "I can see it in your what happened." And I'm just like, I broke down.
Yes.
I cried.
Yes.
But, you know, but part of the immigration process
mm-hmm.
is assimilating.
Okay. Yes.
Into the culture.
Yes.
And something that he has not experienced.
Yes.
And I think, you know, I think people that come to our country and they want to assimilate in our culture. I'm not saying that we're perfect by any means, but you know what? We give a lot of opportunities here. That it's difficult,
yes.
You know, for people, you know, when you go back home,
mm-hmm.
Well, you've changed. Well, yeah, but maybe that's not bad, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe, but I think his fear is that I wasn't as happy mm-hmm. as it is. I wasn't the happy person that she sent away. So that scared him
okay.
a little.
Well, because you had to maybe put a little bit of walls up that maybe you mm-hmm. didn't have before. Let's go to Brenda. Brenda, you are live on the air. Do you have a comment, a question for our guest?
I just have a question. So I have only caught the tail end of this conversation, but I'm assuming this is about culture and accepting people for their cultures. Is that correct?
Yes, and integrating, yes.
Okay, so I want to know if anybody in this group ever wants to reach out or understand the culture of homeless communities, because that's all across the world, and it's many different cultures. So I want to know if this group actually demands respect and wants to understand that whole culture, because it is a culture.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay, Brenda, thank you very much. Yeah, the homeless is a culture. Mm-hmm. And I think it's harder, you know, frankly, I think it's harder to understand the homeless culture than it is people of other colors or other religions. Because homeless cuts across all cultures and colors. But what do you think about this, Mira?
You know, I would say it's weird that that question is coming now, because I would say that maybe one of the reasons that I am here today is because of my work with homeless. But it was mainly homeless kids back in my country. At a young age, I went to work, and I met a child, 8 years old, or maybe not eight. He was 7 to 8. He was living on the street by himself. That was my first time to really experience that. So I became a friend, and I started working with, you know, meeting mm-hmm. with the group and working with them. So when the